All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Hobbo, Chris, and Frank here. And we had a short segment here. And don't forget, bottom of the hour, or top of the hour. It's bottom from our perspective, but it's bottom. I'm all mixed up, 5:30 start. But George Gelnovech, and we do have information on the NCAA tournament that we'll be discussing with the coach. In the meantime, we got a couple players of the week. But the other thing, basketball, don't forget tonight in Charlottesville, Fairfield, 7 o'clock tip. Once we're done here at 6:30, you can switch over to WRVA and hear the pregame with Dave Kane.
Very good. And let's hope the Wahoos can get a W against the Fairfield Stags.
Stags, and then if they win, they'll play tomorrow night at 7 o'clock against either Delaware or UPenn.
Good.
With
good,
an opportunity good. To go to New York.
ACC announces football players of the week. This came out today. And no surprise there, offensive back of the week was Michael Rocco, UVA junior QB, 6'3", 225, Lynchburg, Virginia. He only completed 29 of 37 passes for 300 yards and 4 touchdowns, and he did it on 7 possessions.
And I think 18 consecutive completions.
Which broke Blundo's record.
Yeah.
Former guest on Who's Talking.
Not too shabby, as they say.
Not too shabby, and thought he showed a lot of moxie down the stretch when there was a lot on him. And I heard two or three people, including my good friend Terry Gates, says, well, this could be one of those moments. This could be one of those moments. And I said, Rocco's going to come through, and sure enough, he did.
Well, hold on.
We got to give credit where credit is due before we jump. Co-defensive back of the week, Maurice Kanaday. Virginia freshman cornerback from Richmond, Virginia. His first start, and he had a whale of a game, including a strip fumble that he caused that may have been the pivotal play of the game. It wasn't the play of the game, but it was the pivotal.
No. Don't give out too many hints now.
All right, we got to go.
And he not only caused the fumble, but he recovered it too. Well done.
Not too shabby.
Yeah, outstanding. Oh, we're going to go. Straight to our play of the game. Mr. Maloney's all excited about the play of the game since we hyped it a little bit now. But anyway, to the play of the game from the football game brought to you by our friends at LeClaire Ryan.
It was a tough decision, but when it all comes down to it, you got to go with the game-breaking play. UVA was down 5 points with 12 seconds left. Everyone was on their feet, and probably people were having a hard time breathing because I tell you, at that point in the game, after all the scoring, everybody's eyes were fixated on that spot on the field. I believe they were on the 10-yard line of Miami. And I think it was second down. I think Virginia still had two downs, but maybe
only enough time for one more.
Maybe one more play. Anyhow, Mike Rocco, the reinstated prodigal son quarterback, led UVA on a big drive into the red zone, and there on the 10-yard line, Rocco threw a beautiful pass to Jake McGee in the back of the end zone on a drag route, and McGee got up in the air and came down and managed to get his left foot down. An instant replay review showed it, and pandemonium in the stands that eventually led to the Virginia team after the kickoff where they finally tackled somebody, which was nice to see. I noticed the Virginia players ran to midfield as if the fans were going to run the field, and then the students flooded the field, and that was exciting.
Yeah, it was a special moment, a great catch by Jake McGee, a local Richmond product. At any rate, top of the hour break, we'll have George Gelnovech when we return, the UVA head soccer coach, so stay with us.